Zoe and Beetle at Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Tom, Josh Gordon has been traded this afternoon to the Patriots from Cleveland. A tremendous talent, also has had a number of problems. What are your thoughts on Josh Gordon coming over now to the Patriots?
I hate to make projections and expectations. That's not fair. I've never met Josh personally, just like I have met some of the guys that have come in the last couple weeks. So we'll see how it goes this week. Hopefully he can work hard, put the team first, and end up helping us in any role that he can find for himself on the team.
Tom Brady, last night Westwood One with his good friend Jim Gray scratching. We couldn't help but notice that Jim Gray sounded a little robotic in that question to Tom Brady. He sounded like text to speech right there is what it did. Right?
Yeah.
So we ran the question. We took the transcript of the question and we ran it through the text to speech type system. Wanted to see how close it was to Jim Gray. Let's play it where it's mixed together.
Tom, Josh Gordon. Has been traded this afternoon. To the Patriots from Cleveland. A tremendous talent. Also has had a number of problems. What are your thoughts on Josh Gordon coming? Over now to the Patriots.
All right, what do you think, Macy's? Macy's, Jim Gray, I guarantee you, makes a ton of money on this, right? Jim Gray, he's kind of up there by name standards,
yeah,
by an interview. So he's making a ton of money from Macy's. You know how you got rid of the toll takers at the Pike and all that?
Yeah.
The transponders.
You think they could replace Jim Gray with this?
Fire Jim Gray.
I think Jim Gray makes more money by providing the voice for Google Voice than he does from the Macy's Tom Brady interviews.
That's
his voice.
I actually liked listening to the robot better than Jim Gray.
Tom.
That's amazing. That was close.
Tom.
I think they're pretty close.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Just replace him. Someone will type up the transcript every week, put it in.
You think Brady would be more excited to see Jim Gray or that?
Oh, the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be more excited to see the computer.
Yeah. Right.
As much as I want to believe it's all edited together, they were talking over each other last night. Lanny says, oh, yeah, you can multi-track and make it sound. But no, it sounded like Brady was responding like in real time to one of Jim Gray's questions as
Brady
he was still
told
asking.
So they do it and then they don't edit it.
Yeah.
Tom.
He asked
Tom.
He said, tell me. Give it to me straight. So Brady
Tom.
They just do the interview.
Tom.
And I'm sure they clean it up after the fact.
Tom. Josh Gordon. Tom. Josh Gordon.
Live at one point?
Yeah.
So they've done them live. So I don't know. But man, Jim Gray. That was such an odd. It sounds like he's reading from a script.
He is. I'm sure the questions are forwarded to Brady. And you read the question exactly. And Jim, don't go off the question.
Get back to some of your calls, 617-779-0985. Bob in Marlboro. Bob.
Yeah, hi. I was just inquiring about the defensive backfield. I know you're talking about Gordon. He would help out the
Who's talking
defense.
In the background?
Huh?
Who's talking in the background?
Oh, okay. I'll shut it up. Hold on.
No problem. Are you on your lazy boy?
All right, we're not. Bob calls back.
Tom.
Pete's in Framingham. We're not doing that. Pete.
What's up, Zoe? What up, Beetle?
What's up, Pete?
Hey.
Going on, man. What a future performance Sunday. But, hey, let's bury that ball. And I'm ready for Sunday night, boys.
Oh, I'm more ready now. This gets me excited.
Let's go. So I'm calling about Josh Gordon. I know we spoke before, Zoe, about you said a wide receiver's coming. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is what you're referring to. But nonetheless, I'm excited.
It goes to show you they're looking for this caliber type, you know?
Exactly. I know you mentioned that. But nonetheless, I'm excited We'll see. Obviously, temper expectations, but if he's on the field, I think he could definitely give some mismatch problems for opposing defenses and help out Gronk. And let's not forget, Jules is coming back week five. And we all know this team is not who we are until October, November. So I'm ready.
All right. Pete's jacked up, ready to put the game behind him from Sunday.
He's ready.
Bury the ball.
You ready, Artie?
I'm ready.
Anthony's in Boston. Anthony.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Anthony, what's up?
Pretty curious. Why does a Greyhound bus need a police escort was the question that came to my mind after the last segment. But
well, it could be any group that hire an escort.
You could
hire a police escort.
Somebody important. Yeah. It's just not Josh Gordon.
I get a bus full of important people. I'm trying not to get my hopes up too high about the Josh Gordon thing. Obviously, I'm really excited about it, and I'd like more to compare him to the Moss situation than Haynesworth, especially because I think Gordon's only 27 and Moss was 30 when he got here. And I just wanted to know. I know you said he's probably lost a step having not played. I think that's safe to say. But do you think he can get himself back up to speed? And do you think they can sell him on the idea of sort of being Tom Brady's weapon of choice if he continues to stick around for a couple of years? And also, how worried are you about him really having any effect on locker room chemistry?
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
I'm not worried about that at all.
I don't care about that. I mean, he's one guy who's never done jack in the NFL in terms of winning games. So I don't think all of a sudden he's going to have a bunch of followers in the locker room. Let me ask you this, though. He plays well for the time he's here. If he makes it to his 10 games that the Patriots are concerned about him making it to, is there any shot he's here beyond this year? I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so. Probably not. These usually don't work out. I mean,
this is a Band-Aid.
Did we say that about Kenny Britt?
This is a Band-Aid. That's all it is.
Yeah. It should be.
This is not someone they're going to invest in long term. Band-Aid. That's what it is.
Yeah. These usually don't work out. Look at Floyd. Look at anybody they brought in. Man, come on.
And the reason why is because of the availability factor and how close he is to one slip up is not four games. One slip up is a season.
Yeah.
That he's gone.
Lifetime. Yeah.
You just can't plan long term around a player like this. Jerry in New Bedford. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You know, I was wondering what you guys thought. If Edelman had been in the game, how different the outcome would have been. We all know that time of possession is so important, and it eases up the burden on the defense. And do you think Josh Gordon will bring that element to the table?
No, he won't bring the Edelman element to the table, but when Edelman comes back and you have Josh and you have him in the system for 4 weeks and you get him up and running, that should help. That should. It gives you another option. It gives you another body in there that you got to respect. And it's about respecting a guy in coverage and how you rank who's in the huddle from a personnel standpoint. That's what that ultimately is going to, how it's going to affect defenses in the way they call it. If Edelman's in that game Sunday, it's probably a last possession type game. You lost in all three phases. Julian Edelman would have helped a little bit more. I don't know if it's a two possession type game help. So felt like you got spanked pretty good on Sunday.
Brad's in Boston. Hi, Brad.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Brad.
So Josh Gordon, the dark chocolate, big handsome, big old cock. I can't wait.
Are you in a treehouse and you have that cup string where you have a cup?
Why did he sound
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, why did he sound so muffled?
Yeah, Josh.
If you're going to do a prank call, at least have it be on a good line. So you might be able to play it back later with the bleeps over it. God.
That wasn't very creative.
No, what? I mean, maybe it was if it was on a good landline, you know?
It sort of sounded like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
What? Speaking of the phone. What? Excuse me? What? Calling a good phone. Bob, you get your TV thing sorted out there, Bob?
Bob.
Yeah, I got it all. No, what I wanted to tell you, I got it all set. The TV, we had just a power problem. But
you
what I'm saying
up,
is that Belichick had the same defensive backfield that finished the Super Bowl that started that game.
Yes. Yep.
The same. He had solved the problem. He had a whole year to draft people. He had a whole year to do it. They wouldn't have that problem if somebody was looking for the football. They never look for the football.
Especially Eric Rowe. That was the place where it really stood out on Sunday. Eric Rowe. Woof.
I went back and looked at that play again. Bad from the snap game to the completion of it as a touchdown.
Yeah.
He got terrible. He had a terrible positioning at the start. Never got a hand on him. There's no contact. Got his doors blown off the jam. Never recovered. Never got there. And the ball was thrown great. It was actually even just a tiny bit shorter. I thought it was a little more of an extended catch. It wasn't. Like, you could, if you really made up some speed, you could have got in there and made it a competitive play. Eric Rowe didn't even compete on that play. That was bad.
617-779-0985. You want to hear someone who was really down on Josh Gordon leaving Cleveland?
Yes. Who?
Eric Mangini. Yeah, look at the reaction on your face. I know you want to hear it now.
Oh, rat.
What the hell did Eric Mangini have to say about this trade? Former Patriots defensive guy, former defensive backs coach at one point.
Former rib and Gatorade fetcher of coaches.
And someone who was banned from Foxborough.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We'll hear from Eric Mangini on this coming up right after this.
So in Beetle at Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
My initial reaction was, this is just a lottery ticket. That's all it is. So there's no telling what he can be there, because a big part of being in New England is being a trustworthy player and is being a player that can line up, can run the right routes, can be there every day on a consistent basis. And that hasn't been Josh's track record. Now, that being said, they need a lot of help. So I would imagine that they will try to give him a very small package of plays that he can do really well. So he'll be, I see him as being a specialty player. So maybe he comes in and runs a fade. Maybe he's got a post. Maybe he's got a concise package that Tom knows. He knows he'll run well. He'll execute well. And that, to me, is the best way for them to use him in the short term until they understand who he is, where he is, what he can do.
What's the conversation Belichick has with Gordon when he comes in? Or is he treated like another wide receiver that comes in? Is it, these are our rules, stick to it? Doesn't even go there.
Well, look, here's the hard part. This isn't... When he left Cleveland, he left his best chance to be successful. They were helping him. They were patient with him. They did all those things. He's going to an environment where you need to perform, and there's not going to be anybody leading you through that process. There's not going to be anybody sitting next to you through that process in terms of being like a Sherpa. You're on your own, and you better be able to excel in that environment. And it's not easy.
There you go. When he left Cleveland, he left his best chance at success. Eric Mangini does not think the atmosphere in Foxborough is going to be a good one for Josh Gordon. It goes back to what I said, start of the day.
The one year you put over 90 catches up and 1,600 yards, and Brian Hoyer was one of the quarterbacks?
It's been 12 years since he's been in this building. How does he know?
Because do you think Bill Belichick has changed a lot? Do you think that philosophy of Bill Belichick's, which is dependability, is more important to us than ability? Those are his own words. You think that's a philosophy that has been changed or is different?
No. But he gets an understanding of what they expect and what he's.
Hell, when we've talked about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, what have we always said about Bill Belichick? That guy hasn't changed at all. He's got his system and his philosophies and his way of doing things.
So is Cleveland good for him?
And it isn't him that changed. It's Brady that has changed.
Cleveland couldn't get him to play. Cleveland couldn't get him up and running. You could say, okay, it's his best chance to succeed. Maybe succeed meaning money from a monetary standpoint because you're missing.
No, but he's talking about support. He's talking about a guy who struggled with sobriety.
Really? Does that seem like a great organization that gives you all the support that you need? Or do they just give you more chances?
Well, I think that's what he's referring to. Okay. He's saying that.
Well, that's different then.
They're giving you chances. They
may give you only one shot here, but they may give you a better support group. Maybe be a better locker room.
Maybe. I don't know that there's been that many guys here with these issues.
You think Jamie
maybe
Collins
finally
a company
getting some tough level.
And what did they do with Jamie Collins? They traded him away. He gets fired.
No, I'm talking about to Cleveland.
Oh, sorry.
Jamie Collins is in Cleveland. So you mean if he's like one of the guys that runs that locker room, think that's a great environment for Josh Gordon? Because it seemed like it was problematic here.
Because one thing that everyone's ruling out. What if tough love is what he needs?
Yeah.
He's been babied his whole life. What if it's exactly what he needs?
His talent has allowed him to be coddled, and anything any of the bad stuff is superseded by his immense talent, because that's the one thing that's always going to win out over.
They didn't coddle him at Baylor.
You don't know that, dude. You're a D1 program.
No, kicking the other guy off the team and keeping him, that's not coddling.
They kicked him out after he had that incredible season in 2010. You think Art Briles wanted to get rid of him? That year he had in 2010 at
Baylor,
especially
with Art Briles,
was ridiculous. Art Briles, look at the stuff that Art Briles let go. I mean, he's accused of knowing about and not reporting at Baylor. Look at that season that Josh Gordon had. You think Art Briles wanted to get rid of him? If he wanted to baby him, he would have just buried it. Then he got caught again. 2010, 42 catches, over 700 yards and 7 touchdowns. And what happened in 2011? He got suspended indefinitely by Art Briles for later failing a drug test, and it was for marijuana. Mm. That was why. He got suspended indefinitely. Not one game, not two games, no, indefinitely. They had enough of him there. He got the tough love. He got fired. That's the same thing that will happen here, that you get fired in New England. I don't think they're big on the support systems. I think it's, you know, your issues are your issues, and our issues are the football ones. You show up to work, you work hard, you prepare for the game on Sunday. If you can't do that, you're generally out the door here.
But if you're walking into a team where your head coach is smiling, big smile, the eagle has landed, or the bird has landed, you're like, look at this, I'm the greatest thing ever. I'm coming in, and the coaches are excited just because I'm in the building. Here, that's not going to happen.
And here he is going to his offensive guy. I'm going to excite my offensive coordinator. Watch this.
There's definitely a part of this where he took advantage of that and abused them in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, showing up when he feels like it for the start of the season.
That's where I could look at it.
Things going on. Who knows how true that was?
That's where I could look at it and say, man, Genie may have this wrong. Meaning, somehow that support personnel did not work for him in Cleveland. And it gave him the best chance to succeed, did it? Excited he's here, man. He's got it square. We're good. He's in the building. And real, real guy that only seems to understand who actually was under Parcells and Belichick. And that's a Parcells response Todd Haley gives him. Is he in shape? Has he been working out?
Todd Haley was ready to give him the tough love. And he lasted one regular season game with Todd Haley.
Yeah, looked like he had a nice catch.
One. Todd Haley was wholly unimpressed, according to his Hard Knocks appearance.
It's thanks to him they have a tie instead of two losses.
That's true. Sweet tie right there. Matt is up next on Solak and Bertrand. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So, see, everyone's talking about Flash Gordon and how he's going to be this, I don't know if necessarily a star, but something to save the Patriots from that dismal performance in Jacksonville. But I'm more worried about the secondary and how just terrible it looked. Like, they could throw crosses the entire game, and they were wide open for 15, 20 yards every time. So I know that we're worried about the offense and the capability of the wide receivers right now, but it seems like the New England secondary is almost like a gaping hole right now. I mean, Eric Rowe looked terrible. Stephon Gilmore, I mean, for as much as he's getting paid, doesn't look like the guy that we need. And right now,
he played all right. He played good. Gilmore, what was the problem with Gilmore?
Well, you know, he kind of got burnt by what's his name? Moncrief in the end zone on the
touchdown?
And he
didn't get burned. He was right there in space. Moncrief made a great grab. Yeah. It was in decent coverage. Gilmore had a good game. Don't get on Gilmore this week. Wrong week for that.
Wrong week for Gilmore.
Rowe was a train wreck. Right. Rowe was a train wreck, a derailment that burst into flames.
There was a third and I think 12 in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, okay, you got to get off the field here. Yeah. Hey, do you know Eric Rowe played one snap in the second
half? That was his one snap.
And that's when I went nuts on the broadcast because he was 8 yards off him. And at the snap, he went to 10. And he got completely spun around on a post corner. It was one of the easiest throws for Bortles all day. It was 10 times more grotesque than the touchdown he gave up. At least the touchdown he gave up, he was within 5 yards of the guy.
All right, we got one more segment to get to your calls. I see you waiting, so stay put. We'll get to your calls next. Today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots are going to take on the Lions on Sunday night, and they could very well be doing it with Josh Gordon, who traded by the Browns in exchange for a fifth rounder in 2019. The Pats will also get a seventh round pick in 2019 if Gordon isn't active for 10 games. Zolak and Bertrand are live there in Foxborough. More of them coming up here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Last night, Bears over the Seahawks, 24-17. That wraps up NFL Week 2. Red Sox, Yankees delayed by about 6 hours instead of playing now. They're going to play at 7:05 tonight due to weather in the Boston area. And the Bruins will play another preseason contest tonight. Split squad action. You got a group playing the Capitals in D.C., and then you've got Jacob Carlson and the rest of the group over in China, where Jacob had this to say.
Amazing. A lot of new experiences, but it's been so much fun, and it's been a great trip team bonding wise. So it's been really fun.
Headlines are brought to you by Live Nation. Lady Antebellum with Darius Rucker, Saturday, September 22nd at Xfinity Center. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium today on this Tuesday. Josh Gordon here yet?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
I didn't see anybody.
I went outside. I didn't see anybody. The Greyhound make it here yet with the police escort? Any of that? 617-779-0985.
You know what? Is there any stupid concerts this week?
I don't know.
Down there by Xfinity? Is that what that's called now?
Xfinity Center in Mansfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great Woods. I love calling it Great
Woods. That's the throwback name. Yeah. I always do that every time. I'm like, Great Woods. Dottie is in Walpole. Dottie, what do you have for us today?
Hi, guys. Two things. I just wanted to tell Zoe that I have every weekend for tailgating, I have a Jello shot named after him. Oh, and awesome. Beetle, I'm going to rename my Amendola shot for you. But all earlier, right. You guys were
saying. What's in those shots?
Okay, so he's a little crazy, so I use Patron and a blueberries, like a blueberry raspberry type of Jello, so they're very good.
I like that.
I love raspberry. You know what? I love
Patron, so yeah. I'm good with that. It's a good one.
I'm not going to use the cheap stuff.
So you probably know that I'm not a big ice cream
drinker.
Guy.
My kind of drinker.
I'm not a big ice cream guy, yeah. But if I do go, it's like blueberry or blue raspberry or something like
You're
that.
You're a bit of a fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. I want the fruity ice cream.
Yeah.
So, Beetle, yours is Island Pineapple Vodka with pineapple Jello. So those are really good as well.
Very beachy, Hawaiian.
Very, very summery. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. So earlier you guys were talking about roster spots.
Yes.
And you were saying how...
I think Parcells knew how to punch 53 different... Again, by the book.
Yeah, is the book available yet?
October 6th, I think.
Okay, so we're a few weeks away from the...
Parcells knew how to push everybody's button. That's what was great about him.
If these walls could talk, right?
It's a shame Terry Glenn took it so sensitive, because he used to say Curtis Mart ran with high heels on, too.
If these walls could talk with Jeff Howe and Scott Zolak.
Yeah.
Terry Glenn, he probably screwed up with Terry Glenn in terms of.
He did get him in Dallas, though, buddy.
So right. In the beginning. I'm talking about the very beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Because he then changed the way he dealt with him, because he realized Terry didn't like to be pushed the way some guys like to be pushed.
Yeah.
He tried to motivate Glenn by sort of mocking him.
Yeah.
Whereas you would respond to that. You'd be like, well, F you, I'm going to get you. Where Glenn just shuts it down because he can't handle it.
He used to get on me about my weight. You know, like, hey, man, you've been like a stuffed kumquat.
And what would you do?
I don't know if he's going to wait Sunday. I'm like, that means the press would come to me. Hey, Parcell says you're like a stuffed kumquat. You can make weight this way. I said, I'll take anything from a guy that does Dunkin' Donut ad reads. You know, and there he is trying to get on me about weight.
I remember that.
And then he comes up to me and goes, you say something about me and Dunkin' Donuts? I'm like, yeah. He goes, that's good. That's good. They like that back. Me and you back and forth with them. Yeah. He says, F them. Yeah, we'll get them.
let's go to Josh, who's in Boston.
What's up, Josh?
Sorry. It's John in Boston.
John.
My apologies.
Guys, what's going on? It's been a while.
Hey, John. How we doing?
How's it going? I haven't talked to you guys since I got out. I've been busy as I'm busy, you know? What's going on?
Oh, that's right.
Right.
You were going in the clink?
Yeah, no, I got out. I mean, I had that little issue on the orange line, but...
Everybody has an issue.
How long did you have to go for that?
Just the 90 days. I mean, I hadn't seen you guys. I haven't talked to you guys since, like, the Celtics playoffs. I've been...
Oh, my God. How's the food, though?
The food? Man, let's not even go there. I just had a half-day landscape, and I'm making some American chop suey today.
Attaboy. Get right back to it.
I've been crushing it on Tinder, too.
Swipe right, swipe left, huh?
You already know. All rights, baby.
Not me. I know what Tinder is.
Ugly day Sunday, huh?
Yeah, it's bad down there, man.
Man, I wish we saw, you know. Well, at least we'll turn it around against Patty Boy this weekend. But my thoughts on the Josh Gordon thing, you know, the fact that they just keep shortchanging guys, I know they weren't going to give Danny a sixer, but it's the same old story, and it's going to come back to bite him, I'm afraid. I mean, Josh Gordon, I'm not losing my mind like everybody else, but I was with a bunch of guys who were wasted talents in the Bay, so, you know, it could be good, but with the complex playbook and everything, I mean, the best-case scenario, we're throwing up those 40-yard bombs that we used to throw to Cooks, and then we just get the automatic PI. But
that's good, too. John, good to hear from you.
Yeah, glad you're back. Get some sun on that face, man.
Tom is in Worcester. Hi, Tom.
Been crushing it on Tinder, too.
Hi, Tom.
Respond. Nope, no one there. Dick in Swampscott.
Hey, Dick.
Hello.
Hi, Dick.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm 85 years old, and
I love
you. Married for 59 years, and my wife is sitting with me now, and we're working on a problem.
What's
my
the problem, Dick?
Is, I call them the Bobbsey twins. Number 32 and number 30. I haven't seen them on the screen yet.
McCourty twins.
As a matter of fact,
what
how
is
does
the Bobbsey twins
fall in love with everybody? He hasn't hit anybody. And I'm telling you right now, after all these years, I'm telling you, he's the worst I've ever seen at safety. We had a guy named, you know who he was, the greatest safety of all.
Rodney Harrison.
Now, look. What are we going
to
do?
Hey, don't listen to her.
What's your wife's problem?
Yeah, what's
right now?
She want you to hang up for, Dick?
But yes, say again.
Tell her to speak up.
I'm telling you how I feel about that.
What does she
really
think?
We're playing with 10 men, and now if the other kid gets on the field, we're with the, you know, 9 people.
So by having both McCourties out there, it's like playing with 9.
Yes, it is.
Hey, do you know Mike Lynch is from Swampscott?
Yeah.
He's a good guy, huh?
I love football. I coached all my life, and I taught school for 30 years. So.
Nice. Very nice. Like Dick, what's your wife's name?
Bunny.
What is it?
Bunny.
Bunny.
I guess the whole world is going to know that I call. But
that's
I don't
all right.
care because I'll tell you the truth. I can't take it anymore. I got to see more of number 32. Hey, thanks.
All right, Dick.
Okay,
good
Dick,
call.
Dick and Bunny.
85 years old and still pissed about football. That's a win in my book. Good for you.
I like Dick and Bunny.
I like them. Keep calling us, Dick. We're always here. 10 to 2, Monday through Friday.
Yep.
All
I like
right.
Swampscott. Not Swamp Scott.
Swamp Scott.
Swamp Scott.
Chris in New Hampshire. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I just want to ask about the whole 10-game thing with the trade for Josh Gordon. Now, does that mean for regular season only? Like, can Belichick's scheme maybe have him play 9 games, hold him out to the playoffs, and get that draft pick anyways? Like, what if he just did that on purpose?
That's an interesting thought. Like,
no, I think it's regular season. Most of those things are built regular season.
Right. But if you have him,
unless you pick up,
like you're going into week 17, into week 17. He's played 9 games,
right.
And you don't need him. Gonna make you inactive.
Well, if that guy's played 9 games, seems like you've needed him. He's been there, so I think you're gonna keep it rolling. You're not gonna do that to your quarterback,
Dimitri in Chelsea. Dimitri, final call of the day.
Lynn, how are you? I gotta follow those calls. Holy smokes!
Yeah.
All right. So just a quick little state. Now that we have Josh Gordon potentially going to the Patriots, just to take a moment to chat, I want to hear what you guys think. The NFL needs to completely rechange the way that it is punishing for marijuana and advocating for opiate use to deal with pain. So how was it back when you were playing? Were you just popping pills to deal with the pain? We have a smoking a doobie here and there.
No, you weren't allowed to smoke pot. Like, pot was seen as a bad, awful, bad thing. It was like the worst thing you could do, smoke pot. But you could take greenies, you could take uppers, you could take anything. Look at the Brett Favre stuff. And Brett Favre played during my time. He became addicted to those painkillers where he was puking them up. You take Naprosyn, all that stuff, anti-inflammatories, you name it. They put you on anything to get you through.
Well, it started this summer, but it's become sort of evident that the NFL.
I think the NFL should review
has started
policy.
To weak, sure. wake up to this.
Pain,
and,
yeah.
And the NFL has started, after aggressively pursuing substance abuse-related matters with alcohol, marijuana, whatever the drugs may be, they're starting to treat it more with players need treatment as opposed to players need suspensions. And the league has finally realized that being obsessed with players smoking marijuana, as Zoe said during his playing days, hurts the game.
Right.
Hurts the game, maybe even hurts some of these players. And I think they're trying to now figure out ways to keep guys playing, do away with the lengthy suspensions. If there are players that need treatment, they're going to try and get these players the treatment. I think the NFL has been slow to change, but I think they're getting there.
Yeah.
I think you might even see something formalized on that front in the next year or so in the NFL. Yeah. You're going to see those draconian punishments maybe go away in the league as it relates to some of these things.
Big word there.
Today's takeaways. You like that,
yeah,
huh?
Yep.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
Hey, coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Bert Breer in studio with us starting at 10:50.
Nice.
And Bert knows quite a bit about the background on Josh Gordon. In fact, he was talking to us on pregame Sunday on Patriots Preview about some of the things that happened in Cleveland when Josh Gordon was there, including he's got what the Browns believed was a good brother and a bad brother. Mm-hmm. And they had the good brother who was not living in Cleveland, and they were trying to get the brother to live in Cleveland to help Josh Gordon. And
right.
The bad brother they couldn't seem to get rid of in Cleveland. And he's got a lot of information. In fact, Bert told us Sunday before the Patriots even played, he said, my understanding is the Patriots are currently doing their research. As soon as they saw that this was going to be going on, he said the Patriots are in. He's the first guy who said that publicly. So Bert's pretty tapped into all this. He's going to have a lot to give us tomorrow on this. So
good.
Bert Breer starting at 10:50 tomorrow, and our interview with Brad Friedel tomorrow as well, which I know at least one caller last week.
I'm not happy.
Really enjoys that interview.
Yeah.
That's at 12:50. Also, David Andrews tomorrow,
yep.
along with – he'll call us
yep. –
he'll be our interview this week, and Bill Belichick is going to speak, and we will carry it live when he does.
Must listen.
So we'll do what we did today all over again.
All right.
But to the takeaways we go, including this live read of a an endorsement for Windows, correct?
I blame Jim. It's for New
right
Pro.
Window? Or
no, New Pro.
Sorry.
I'm New Pro.
Sorry.
Call 1-800-GO-NEW-PRO.
It's definitely my fault.
1-800-GO-NEW-PRO.
Totally Jim's fault.
All right, New Pro, which you love. You love New
love
Pro.
New
I've seen
Pro.
Your standee and like your
You've seen it.
Your picture.
It's on the billboards now.
And you're on the flyer in the mail. There was
nice.
A mailman last week
Shut
that said, I've seen
door.
1,000 pictures of Zoe today. Everybody's getting a mailer with Zoe on it. So let's get a picture.
Let's use using my likeness.
Well, you gave it to them.
Yeah.
Let's hear the spot.
Hey, what's going on? It's Zoe, and I'm here live for the big game in Houston. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Oh. Hey, it's Zoe. My good friends at New Pro want to hook you up with an amazing deal. Okay, this is the wrong read. We're going to check something out. Super Bowl's old. Sorry. Don't play something, Tom.
Something, Tom.
My favorite part of that is when you revert to, well, I got to start over. Hey, it's so.
Okay, so then.
Like, we didn't know that it was. We didn't know it was.
Well,
you
got to reset. You got to say, hey, we're going to start this up. We're going to do it right. So I got over the Houston part. I eliminated that.
Hey,
then you go down. If you call us now, the night before the big game, it got worse as you went down. I should have proofread it. That's my fault.
It was a mix-up.
But usually Jim hands me the process is with the live read. Jim hands me the iPad. I read it. Boom, we go.
But they always have great offers.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
You later corrected it.
Yeah.
Call 1-800-GO-NEW-PRO.
Absolutely. Right? Next 48 hours, you get 20% off your next project.
Terrific.
No financing till 2020.
Terrific. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny, though. Hey, it's so. Yep. We know it's so.
Yeah, that's me.
Wait a minute. Am I in Houston? What the hell's going on?
Who said touchdown?
Reset.
Are you in space? Hey, we're in NASA right now.
Wait, Super Bowl is old. That's old.
It got worse as you went down to read. Like, you had to do it before 90 minutes before the big game.
Super Bowl's not happening Sunday. Nope. I know it's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Couldn't have been as bad as Farouk in Boston, who
this guy's all fired
said
up.
That the Josh Gordon trade is the greatest trade that will go down in history. It's one of the greatest trades in Boston sports. Other than Randy Moss, take it away, Farouk.
Farouk in Quincy. Farouk.
Guys, this Quincy. Is my favorite Farouk. Boston sports Farouk. Signing of all time. It's right up there with the big ticket.
Wow.
There's no downside to it.
How about Randy Moss?
Randy Moss, up there, exactly. That's a close second, but this is ahead of Randy Moss.
Close second?
This is not better than Randy Moss.
How can you say that? You got 3 great years from Randy.
Randy Moss is one of the best receivers to ever play the game.
Randy, you're $27 million.
I wore a Randy Moss jersey to the game on opening day. I love Randy Moss. I think Josh Gordon's going to be better than Randy Moss.
Josh Gordon is better than Randy Moss.
Well, there's that one guy who thinks he's going to be better than Moss.
I'll drink as much bleach as that guy out in the West Coast is going to drink. It got rights for NFL Network. He said, big Cleveland fan said, if Josh Gordon goes to either the Patriots or an AFC North team, I'm going to drink bleach. So
yeah, Hardy.
Hardy.
Another Zoism from today. This wasn't as long and drawn out as the new pro read, which was really good. This one was just one of those brief little moments in time.
Spider 2 Y Banana here. Maybe zero out slot, 65, Y read, Z in. That's not night and day, man. You tell me how a new guy who never has had one snap in that new type of system can get out there and even function. So I'm hoping that what Todd Haley used is a lot of the same type of language that is used here. And that should help Gordon quicklier. I mean, more quickly.
Yeah. I cracked it. We'll take your word for it.
Quicklier.
Quicker. Randy Moss, when he got traded here,
yeah.
had played 138 games in his NFL career. 138.
11. 11.
41. He's got 41 career games, but he's got 11,
his last 3 years.
11 games 11. Since 2014.
That's what I'm going on. Since I saw him in a Cleveland uniform when he caught 96 balls.
Yes. So... Yeah. There it is. More to come on this front tomorrow. Bert Breer, as I said, will be with us. Have a great rest of the afternoon.
Thanks for being with us.
Belger and Maz coming your way next. Bye.